Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
We all know the classic wrestling matches that everyone loves to talk about. Rock Austin from Mania 17, Shawn and Bret from whenever, the great Carly versus John Cena. Well, maybe not that last one. The point is, we talk about these till the cows come home, and that's all well and good, but what about the forgotten gems that are sleeping by the side of the road? Why do we ignore such beautiful bounties like that? Well, mostly it's because of just that. We don't remember them, which is even dafter when you start including the WWE titles into the equation. Surely awesome work rates and gold equals love to the end of days. Clearly not. But my name is Simon from What Culture, and I'm going to change all that right now with 10 seriously underrated WWE World Title matches. Number 10, Batista vs. Eddie Guerrero at No Mercy 2005. In 2004, Eddie Guerrero was champion for 5 months before he lost the belt and sadly never won it again. What he did after this, though, for around 18 months, was prove that he damn well deserved to be at the top of the card. In September of 2005, he was coming off the back of a hot feud with Rey Mysterio and was chosen to be World Heavyweight Champion Batista's next opponent. Eddie teased Big Dave in the build to this by pretending he had a change of heart and even teamed with the man. They were best friends. Or were they? That was a cool hook too, because it all tied into their clash at No Mercy. Would Eddie revert to his old lying, cheating and stealing ways in his pursuit of gold? Guerrero, being the master of all this, played it off wonderfully, physically resisting the urge to break the rules by sticking to the straight and narrow for most of the bout. When the ref was bumped, however, and Eddie had the opportunity to crack Batista with a steel chair, he still decided against it. Unfortunately, that would be his undoing. After missing a frog splash, Guerrero succumbed to a spinebuster, and he went down for the three. It was a good end to a great, seriously underrated World Heavyweight title match. It's even more impressive when you take into consideration the very real amount of pain Guerrero was in at the time. He worked very hard to get all of this over, and he damn well did. Number 9, Chris Benoit vs. Kane at Bad Blood 2004. Chris Benoit's World Heavyweight title run of Spring-Summer 2004 is often regarded as a disappointment, if not an outright failure. It started off well with a big win at WrestleMania 20 at Madison Square Garden, but Benoit was never treated as the top guy. He was the world champ, sure, but the focus was usually on Evolution. Even with that, Benoit was still having plenty of great matches during his run, including an underrated one with Kane at 2004's Bad Blood pay-per-view. The two didn't headline, as we had Shawn Michaels vs. Triple H, but Benoit and Kane had the best match of the night. They told a simple David vs. Goliath story, with Benoit constantly working over his bigger foe, only to get swatted back down. The crippler just kept coming back time and time again, refusing to quit, whereas Kane used his power game to avoid the crossface. When Benoit realized he was never going to be able to apply it, he rolled up the Big Red Machine instead, and he surprised him for the win. It's hard to watch now for obvious reasons, but it was a very well-worked contest between two wrestlers you wouldn't necessarily link together. Number 8, The Rock vs. Booker T at SummerSlam 2001. Yep, that's right, we're right in the middle of the invasion angle, which did suck, but there were some highlights to come out of it. You just have to look quite hard to find them while trying to avoid the crap being thrown into your face. SummerSlam 2001 is a show that bucked the trend, though, mostly thanks to the awesome Kurt Angle vs. Steve Austin WWE title match. While that was the best of the night, it wasn't the main event, which for some reason went to Booker T and The Rock as they scrapped over the WWE Heavyweight Championship. Kind of worked mine, because while not as good, still rocked. The two started off at a crazy pace with both bumping all over the place, and they brawled around ringside for a bit too. We had some nonsense from Shane McMahon, who of course was the fake owner of WCW at the time, but this worked. Why? Slaphead, because he got involved again later on, just as Rocky was about to smash Booker with the people's elbow, and that meant he got a rock bottom for his troubles. 2001 crowd loved that. Even the finish was nice. Booker, who was in control, got carried away with wanting to showboat, allowing The Rock to pop up from nowhere and hit him with another rock bottom for the win. This not only underlined how good the future Hollywood actor was, but also helped the former WCW Booker T no end as well. He could hang, and now everybody knew it. Number 7, King Booker vs. Finlay vs. Bobby Lashley vs. Batista at No Mercy 2006. When Batista got hurt as a SmackDown champion in early 2006, he lost his World Heavyweight title to boot. That was sad, because of course it was. Like taking candy from a baby, that's really jacked. When he came back, he had another problem, and it came in the form of Booker T having the belt and both Lashley and Finlay wanting it. All of a sudden, Big Dave had a mountain to climb. The four men clashed at No Mercy 2006 and managed to go way above expectation with an awesome match that you should go and check out. The psychology early on was Booker and Finlay working together to take out their powerful opponents, which they did so effectively until they inevitably turned on one another. From then on, it was every man for themselves, with the Irishman controlling the pace and wearing down the others. Eventually, the match went crazy, with all four men exchanging their big moves and trying to eliminate whoever they could from the picture in order to score the win. Towards the end of the match, the Animal looked like he was in charge, throwing out spinebusters and Batista bombs for the fun of it, until a Lashley spear momentarily took him out. That was all Booker T needed, though, to crawl over and pin Finlay, and he escaped with his title in the most cowardly way possible. Wasn't the best you'll ever see, but four ways are no easy thing, and this one is really entertaining. Deserves more love. Number 6, Jeff Hardy versus John Morrison on the 31st of July 2009 SmackDown. 2009 had a load of good TV matches for some reason, but this one is seemingly forgotten about. And that is straight up no good. Jeff Hardy and John Morrison, two awesome performers, clashed in the main event of the July 31st episode of SmackDown and had something of a fast-paced barn burner for the World Heavyweight title. Also, think of that. Hardy, Morrison, world title. What a place we live. Morrison rarely got the chance to challenge for either of the two major WWE belts, but he made the most of it here as both men just went hell for leather to prove they knew what they were doing between the ropes. There were flips, kicks, a picture-perfect acai moonsault, while Hardy was his usual reckless self, flying through the air without giving a crap, and at one point hitting a steel stair-assisted poetry in motion on the outside of the ring. Morrison was the heel here by default, but he never gave in to the fans' demands that he turned properly, and instead continued to focus on the task at hand. At one point, it looked like he might have won too, but that wasn't to be, as Jeff whipped out his Twist of Fate Swanton Bomb combo for the victory. When you watch things like this, you have to ask yourself why Morrison wasn't pushed harder. He could go with the best of them. Number 5, Edge vs. Kane vs. Rey Mysterio vs. Alberto Del Rio at TLC 2010. Because of all the carnage you get in a TLC match, loads of TLC matches just get lost in the ether. Just becomes one big ball of madness and violence, and that's exactly what happened here in the 4-way TLC World Heavyweight title match from 2010's pay-per-view. World Heavyweight Champion Kane, Alberto Del Rio, Edge and Rey Mysterio went at it here, and it's really entertaining because they brought something different to the table in terms of style. There were some big scary bumps as Edge hit a mammoth splash through a table on Kane from the top of a big ladder in the ring to the outside, whereas Rey and Edge hit stereo facebusters off the top too. That had to hurt. The biggest of all was reserved for ADR as he was sent flying from above inside the ring through a table that was on the outside. He hit the floor with a sickening thud. In the end, the rated R superstar was able to outlast the others and win the title, but I imagine in terms of pain, everybody lost. That doesn't even make any sense. Number 4, Kurt Angle vs. The Undertaker on the 3rd of March 2006 SmackDown. The Kurt Angle vs. Undertaker World Heavyweight title match main event of No Way Out 2006 gets a lot of love, and rightfully so. It was an engrossing, well-worked contest between two of the absolute best in the business and helped elevate a middling show into a great one. What some people tend to forget, however, is that the two men did it all again just weeks later on free television. It was like a human game of chess that started slow before building into a wonderful pro wrestling match. This was mostly because no man could gain a true advantage. After every big move, the other guy would come back with something of his own. So when Taker hit a snake eyes and a boot, Angle hit a German suplex and a European uppercut. Like I say, chess with men. Man chess. From here, they started countering everything like it was a WWE 2K game, and one particularly inspired sequence saw our Olympic hero counter a choke slam into an ankle lock. It was so fluid, you would have thought Angle was made out of water. It was also a choke slam, kick out, and Taker escaping the ankle lock, so we were pretty much doing everything here. The finish saw Kurt miss a moonsault, allowing Taker to hit a tombstone for what would have been the 3 count had Mark Henry not ran in and ruined it all. So that was a bit cheap, but hey, it's about the journey and not the destination, and this rocked. Number 3, Shawn Michaels vs. Triple H at the Royal Rumble 2004. Triple H and Shawn Michaels have clashed many, many times over the years, and their matches in terms of quality have been all over the place. Some are amazing, some suck, some are just there, but they also had one World Heavyweight title match which was, surprisingly, rather underrated and overlooked. At the 2004 Royal Rumble, they fought under last man standing rules, and this was proper intense, brutal stuff. The early part started like an old school wrestling contest with a focus on body parts, but then that all got thrown out of the window. From nowhere, Michaels went for a bonkers springboard SIA crossbody to the outside, missed, and dramatically crashed through the Spanish announcer's table. Not only did it almost keep him down for the 10 count, but it busted him open, and that was all Triple H needed to pounce. This is where things turned into a right slugfest as a steel chair was introduced and people got punched in the balls. That classic combo. The drama kept getting turned up with some sweet chin music and a pedigree, but neither man could keep the other down for the count, and that's how it ended too. Both stayed down, and eventually Triple H got stretchered out. Even with that ending, though, it was a very dramatic and good battle between two pros. Number 2, Sheamus vs. Randy Orton vs. Chris Jericho vs. Alberto Del Rio, Over the Limit 2012. Over the Limit 2012 is a show that will primarily be remembered for two reasons: the incredible Daniel Bryan CM Punk classic for the WWE title, and the farcical John Cena John Laurinaitis main event. Tucked away in the mid-card, however, is another reason to remember this one. Given the level of talent involved, it should come as no surprise that this one was wildly entertaining, but for whatever reason, nobody talks about it anymore. It would be just about impossible to recap all the goings-on in this match, but suffice to say the action was pretty much non-stop and really inventive. Benjamin Franklin would have been proud of this. I think he invented stuff? I don't know. Rather than play it safe, everyone here mixed up their offense and threw in some cool new moves and spots, and the execution of each was flawless and, crucially, built the match perfectly. Everyone did their first, second, and third finishes in a wild flurry until the Celtic Warrior immobilized Orton long enough to hit White Noise on Y2J, who had been incredible here, by the way, and retain his title. This was just go, go, go from all start to finish, as you imagine all four men realized what they had to do to make their mark. And they did. Number 1, Batista vs. The Undertaker at Cyber Sunday 2007. The story of Batista's 2007 was that no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't put away The Undertaker. He dropped the World Heavyweight title to him at WrestleMania 23, and then failed to win it back in both Last Man Standing and Steel Cage matches before Taker went and got injured. After his return, the Dead Man naturally wanted to win back the championship from Batista, and the two faced each other at Cyber Sunday 2007. Fans could vote on who they wanted to be the special guest referee, and the options were Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mick Foley, and JBL. Surprise, surprise, Austin won. By this point, the pair had great chemistry, so this was just two warhorses throwing bombs at each other, waiting for the other man to make a mistake so he could respond with yet more bombs. There was nothing fancy about this, but everything was tight and believable. The pacing was also spot on, as they didn't rush things and took their time to tell a story they needed to tell. Pretty much all of the big moves were kicked out of, which whipped the crowd up into something fierce. It was only after a second Batista bomb that the Animal was able to finally score a well-deserved win over the Dead Man and get over this hurdle. It's wonderful, this, and proof that Batista deserves more credit.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.